In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risdahl. It is Tuesday today, the 10th of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. It doesn't get too terribly much credit from the public at large, but the Census Bureau does a whole lot of economic data gathering, which makes sense, right? They ask, and then from time to time, they share with us what they have learned. And this morning, they shared some data on income and poverty and health insurance. The insurance thing we'll get to in a bit. Income and poverty goes first. And honestly, it's a bit of a head-scratcher because even though unemployment is at near-record lows and wages are rising some, median household income in this country was basically flat last year. So with that as prologue, Marketplace's Andy Euler starts us off.
New data from the Census Bureau on how much Americans are taking home has some economists like Bruce Sacerdote at Dartmouth College scratching their heads.
It's a puzzle. The economy's been in expansion for a long time. There's a lot of business optimism out there. There's reasonable but not stellar GDP growth, so you should, of course, expect to see people taking more home.
And some are, but Sacerdote says those taking home more are generally in the higher tax brackets. Big picture, the median U.S. household income was only about $500 higher last year than in 2017, which economists say is statistically insignificant. Sacerdote also warns not to make too much of this one-year stagnation because the previous 4 years saw decent jumps in household income.
The bad news is that it was flat this year, but the medium-run trend is not horrible.
The Census Bureau also reports the national poverty rate fell for the fourth straight year, down 0.5% from last year. Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says that's a step in the right direction, but she's waiting for the supplemental report, which zeroes in on poverty at the county and city level.
Because it takes into account housing costs that are different across the country. So it's important to really get that local flavor to know how people are really doing.
She says making matters worse for Americans who are struggling is that healthcare costs are eating up more of their pay. Today's census data also showed that the share of Americans without health insurance rose last year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.